This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to Creative Impact. It is WEMU's regular feature in which we look at the arts and creative industries in Washtenaw County, and we do so through the eyes of the artists, the creative workers, and the businesses that help shape our quality of life, place, and the local economy. WEMU's content partner is the Arts Alliance, and its president and CEO, Deb Pollock, serves as my co-host. And welcome back to the phone line, Deb. We don't get to get in studio anymore together.
No. You know, and as I'm listening to intro of the show, I'm realizing that as of this week, it's been 6 months since COVID has put a stop to the world as we knew it.
Well, everybody's adjusting, and we're all trying to make the best adaptations we can, but we just don't know what the next week or month brings, sometimes not hour to hour.
The next minute, it's true. You know, in all ways, big and small, we're trying to make adjustments. And in respect of this show, you know, we're talking about that big picture, everything that's happening in the eye of the storm. And, you know, yet we still find examples of those folks that just kind of figure out how it's going to happen and how they're going to make things happen in this day of trying to make everything, all of us survive. And, you know, it's these endeavors that we have in Creative Impact that you and I've kind of sketched out what we're looking forward to in the next couple of weeks.
Well, at least that's the plan for today. As we mentioned, everything changes moment to moment.
Yeah, and so, you know, we look at facts sometimes, but we like to have our partners and folks come on the phone that we can talk to who are doing projects. And we have a guest today. So I'd like to introduce you to Natsumi Una, who is on the line.
Well, welcome, Natsumi. I appreciate your time today.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
So David, Natsumi and her three colleagues at Studio Kaleidoscape just finished painting the town.
Really?
And I don't really mean painting the town as like partying all over, which is what that term usually
right,
means.
Right.
But I mean literally painting the town.
So Natsumi, that sounds like a lot of fun, and I definitely want to hear more about painting the town. But first, I want to know more about you and Studio Kaleidoscape and the team that you've put together. It received one of the Revive All Zones commissions from the Ann Arbor Downtown Development Authority. You're all recent graduates from the U of M Taubman College of Architecture and Urban Planning. Who's on the team?
Right. So there's me, and then there's Mitchell Lawrence, Claire Coburn, and Leah Hong. And we all went to school together. Recently graduated, and we were all kind of looking for things to do, especially in the community. And when I came across the call for this project, I just kind of banded us together, decided that we were now going to be called Studio Kaleidoscape, and we kind of put together this project in a matter, I think, of days, and something that was sort of fun and uplifting during this time when everything's kind of uncertain.
I absolutely have to ask, because I'm having a very difficult time not saying kaleidoscope. Where'd you come up with kaleidoscape?
Kaleidoscape? We were kind of thinking of the colorful street project that we ended up doing.
Beautiful.
Reminds us of a kaleidoscope, and then also thinking about the landscape in which that takes place, combining the words, and we had kaleidoscape.
Now, Deb, the Arts Alliance has served as project manager for the Revive All Zones project. Why don't we get some context and find out what that's all about?
Yeah, so the Ann Arbor Downtown Development Authority has a deep interest in improving the safety and use of downtown streets and sidewalks, and to make them more resilient and usable for the community. And I have to applaud them for wanting to overlay that with art and design, or to use a fancier term, tactical urbanism.
Boy, that sounds formal.
Yeah. Well, it's an intended project kind of thing to kind of help citizens imagine a different kind of look for their downtown area. And the intention here is to have kind of temporary exhibitions or installations, I should say, to give community members that idea of what it could look like. And so far we have two installations, Studio Kaleidoscapes, which we'll hear about more here, and then one also by Yen Azaro from Ypsilanti, which is at Catherine and Fourth, called Zip Code.
Well, Natsumi, your team obviously, as you mentioned, decided to apply, and this was your first team project. How did you all respond when you heard that you had won the commission?
We were really excited and quite frankly surprised, just because we didn't really have the sort of experience working on something like this. And so it's a very unique endeavor for all of us, and we were very excited about it, but a little nervous as well.
Creative Impact continues on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair alongside Deb Pollock of the Arts Alliance, alongside her by phone line. And we're talking with Natsumi Ono, a member of Studio Kaleidoscape, who was commissioned to install a streetscape artwork at South State Street and North University in Ann Arbor as part of the Revive All Zones project. So this is radio, and we'll have pictures up on our website and give our listeners the most vivid description of your project possible. But I would like you to kind of give us an idea, a word picture of what it is you created.
Yeah, so we created a street mural. It's painted on the street itself, and then we had 50 trellises made of plywood, and we have little plants growing in them. So our sort of idea is to have these plants grow throughout the next 3 months, which is the timeline of this commission. And then hopefully, like, by the end of it, it'll have some flowers and some plants with peas that are growing in these trellises.
So, Natsumi, really, just how fun was it to be painting the streets, mm-hmm. these big, huge circles and graphic kind of things?
Right. It was so much fun. Honestly, I felt like a little kid again, except we were using, like, paint rollers and large paint brushes and covering an entire intersection of the street. So it was fun to see how quickly that can happen, and also having people ask us about what we were doing and what we were working on and getting to interact with people that way.
Well, you start with preparation, then you do the installation, and then there's follow-up. Has it all played out the way you expected?
For the most part, yeah. We, of course, were experimenting with materials, and so the paint, for example, has faded a little more than we had expected it to. But overall, I really like how it ended up, and I think the community has had a generally positive reception of it.
You mentioned this was a first project outside of school. What did you find? You said it was a great deal of fun, but what did you find you liked best, or maybe what you didn't like so much?
I think for sure the fact that this project came together so quickly compared to a lot of things that we do in school, and even like over the fact that like we bought these pieces of plywood and within a span of maybe 3 days or so, we had this completely finished piece of artwork that everyone was able to walk around through and take photos of, and some people have even done some street performances in that space.
How many times a day do you walk by and look at it?
I'm not in downtown right now, but whenever I walk by, I do kind of check up on the little plants and stuff.
Yeah, so these are actually meant to disappear after a little while. This got to be a little weird to know that you've created something that is very cool right now, but it's going to disappear. What's it feel like?
Yeah, it's a little bittersweet, I guess. I don't really know what the future of the project is, but to have made something and to know that people are walking through the space and enjoying it while it lasts is interesting. And, I, with the Michigan winters and everything, I don't really expect it to last throughout the winter anyway. So kind of knowing that sort of future of the project was part of the whole process to begin with.
So you guys, fresh out of school, and you kind of took a risk to do this project. What would you suggest to other newly minted graduates or artists that might or might not have the courage to respond to a call for art or a commission?
Right. I think that the sort of education that we've gotten prepares us for a lot of different things in the world. So I would recommend just trying to sort of reach out and submit to these proposals, even if there's a very slim chance that you might get it. Like, we never expected that the project would go further than our proposal, but here we are with a completed project. It's very exciting.
And, there's a fee for this that you were paid. Did that make a difference to you, or was it,
I just really wanted
the experience?
Yeah, like the experience itself would have been amazing, but because some of us were coming from slightly further away after moving away from working in the community, the fee did help in terms of making sure that all of us felt compensated for what we were doing and for the time that we took. And it, for sure, the materials like would have been a little costly had we not had the fee.
And David, we still have two more commissions available.
Is that right?
Yeah, we do. So Natsumi, if anyone wants any advice, can we have them contact you?
Yes, of course.
Well, thank you for doing the artwork, and thank you so much for the time and sharing your story today.
Of course. Thank you so much.
And it's been great working with you. Thanks.
It's been great working with you as well.
That is Natsumi Ono, a member of Studio Kaleidoscape, the team that installed a streetscape artwork at South State Street and North University in Ann Arbor. It's part of the Revive All Zones project. Check out the WEMU website. You'll see pictures. You'll also get a time-lapsed video of Studio Kaleidoscape's installation. And Deb Pollock will be back again with another show in a couple of weeks' time.
I wouldn't miss it. And be well and keep it all creative.
Deb Pollock is president and CEO of the Arts Alliance and our partner in Creative Impact. It's a regular feature series you hear every other Tuesday. Again, for more information on today's topic and to access the Creative Impact Archive, visit our webpage at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU FM and HD1 Ypsilanti, celebrating 55 years of broadcasting to Washtenaw County and beyond.